final instruction, our coaches. Take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Falls City, Coach Don Hope tonight will go with Bryson Becker, 5'11 junior, 5'11 senior, Race Farmer, 6'1 senior, Carson Brennemeyer, 6'3 junior, Jackson Strauss, and 6'3 junior, John Craig. Bryson Becker, Race Farmer, back at goal tonight after missing Saturday's game. Carson Brennemeyer, Jackson Strauss, and John Craig. Coach Jim Weeks and his Auburn Bulldogs tonight. 6 foot senior Ryan Dixon will start. 6 foot sophomore Maverick Finder. 5'11 senior Ryan Finder. 4 junior Skylar Roybal. And 6'5 senior Brett Baldensberger will be in the starting lineup for Auburn tonight. And they play quite a number of players to the Bulldogs throughout the ball game. Auburn has won 7 straight. They're 13-2. The Tigers are now 3-12 on the year. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready for the boys' game to tip off here tonight between Auburn and Falls City. Auburn won the last 3 Class C1 state championships in Nebraska. They are coming in here 13-2. They had their 67-game winning streak snapped earlier this year, lost a couple of games, and now they've won 7 straight again as they want to get back to Lincoln and defend that state title. They don't really defend the state title, but try to win another one would be a more accurate statement of what the Bulldogs are trying to do here. Ball City just want to get on track here. It's been a tough season for the Tigers. 3-12 on the year. Trying to get things going here in the right direction as we get down. ECNC Conference, East of Nebraska Conference, coming up this starting this weekend. Ball City is the number 9 seed. They'll be on the road at Elwood Murdoch on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They'll take on the Knights. In fact, they'll win that one on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Then they'll play Monday against top seed Freeman. Freeman, the top seed of the boys' tournament of the East of Nebraska Conference. For Auburn, they are the number 2 seed. They play Monday at 8:30 against Weepy Water. Auburn and Weepy Water boys play on Monday in the first round of the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. So that will be a good tournament. We'll try to have some games on how it goes here. We would cover Fall City and Auburn in that tournament, if that's the way it works out. Pioneer Conference Tournament also gets underway next week, involving a number of the area schools in the region. Now they're going to introduce the starters, the crowd on hand. While they're doing that, we'll take one more 60-second timeout. Be back with the tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here's been introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight. It's going to be loud now as the Bulldog boys are going to be introduced here. Auburn at home tonight. Tigers will be playing it through on Thursday night against Weeping Water, a girl-boy doubleheader. I'm going to try to have that for you over on sister station KTNC on Thursday night. Here on Sunday 101.3 on Thursday night, it's going to be the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Johnson Brock Eagles in a Pioneer Conference battle. It could be a preview of the conference championship a week from Saturday. You never know. See how all that goes. But here we go. Jackson Strauss will step into the middle for the Tigers at the center circle. He'll jump it up in there against, looks like, Skylar Roybal. Auburn will go left to right toward the west bucket here in the first half tonight. And ready, and Strauss won the tip, but the ball's picked up by Ryan Dixon. Dixon from right to left into the paint, elevates, kicks the ball back out to the top. Now over to the left side to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder to the top, Roybal, right side. Ryan Binder moves in, and he and or the ball goes out of bounds down on the end line. Tiger basketball. So full court pressure here by the Bulldogs. The ball comes in to Bryson Buffy, the Tiger point guard. He'll come up the floor. Given ground there will be Ryan Dixon. Off Strauss, knocked loose, away from him by Roybal. Tiger ball on the sideline, 10 feet up off the baseline on the near left side. Bring it into Buttrick. Buttrick holding, looking against the man-to-man off to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gets a pick off the left side now to race Farmer. Farmer back to Strauss, over to Bredemeyer. Moving left with the dribble. Hands the ball away to Farmer again. Farmer moving from the left side to the right side to the Tigers. Run the weave. Buttrick down the lane. Left hand couldn't hit the layup. Loose ball rebound picked up tip by Baltensparker over to Maverick Binder. Inside Dixon reverse layup. Up and good. Auburn takes a 2-point lead here early on. Now coming up to the floor will be the Tigers with it. It goes to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Farmer. Back to Bredemeyer. They'll hand it to Strauss. Very aggressive man-to-man defense. Binder knocked it loose, and Strauss touches it last. Tigers turn it over to Auburn. All right, we come the other way now. With it will be Maverick Binder. Take the ball away to to Ryan Binder. Royal on the right side, now to Dixon. Dixon sees an opening, splits defenders, left hand. No, rebound to John Craig of the Tigers. Craig will get the ball away to Buttrick, and Bryson comes to the front with the ball. Off to Strauss, into the paint he goes. Offensive foul on Jackson Strauss. First foul of the ball game, and the Tigers, Strauss, call for charging. Auburn will bring Austin Levine into the ball game, a 6'4" junior. He'll check in there for Roybal. So the ball inbounded by Dixon. Maverick Binder up the floor. Okay, we come to the right side to Dixon. Back beyond the three-point line. Ball Carter off to Ryan Binder. Through traffic, skips over the right side, and now Maverick Binder for three. Got it from the right elbow. And it's 5-0, Auburn with the lead. The other end, Bredemeyer with it for the Tigers to Farmer. Farmer isolated on the left side of the floor. Now he gets it out to Bredemeyer. The Tigers want to set up to John Craig. He's been scoring much more here in the last couple, 3 weeks. And now Buttrick on the right side. At the elbow, backs out with a dribble guarded by Binder. Buttrick dribbling. 5-second ball. No, he picks it up. Now inside to Craig. Back and in. The defense comes from the front. They got him covered in the back. Now over to Buttrick down the lane. Now backs out with it. And he'll hand it to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer will fire for three, way off the mark, hit the backboard, and a rebound coming down to Maverick Binder in traffic. Top of the key, over to the right side he goes. Fakes his man, goes to the baseline, fires the pass to the corner to Dixon. Now it's down to Ryan Binder, and he'll go inside of the pass to Baltusberger. He'll hit it. It's 7-0 Auburn. Timeout, Fall City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Four minutes, 39 seconds left here in the first quarter. Fall City took the timeout. Fairly Auburn, 7-0 here to start the ballgame. Bulldogs break up. Here come the Tigers. Coach Pope brings Kyle Eichhoff, a 6'2 senior, off the Tiger bench. Plays with John Craig here. Tiger basketball, the inbound is tipped by Ryan Binder. And back out of bounds it goes. Strauss will inbound once again here. Strauss ready from the baseline, looks into Buttrick right on the baseline. He'll wheel out of there with the left hand. Up the floor, it goes down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff and his pass nearly stolen, but it gets through to Strauss. Reverse layup, good. Jackson Strauss gets the Tigers on the board at 7-2. Now Maverick Binder back out top to Dixon. Back he goes, Ryan Binder, dribble drive, throws to the corner with the ball there to Marcus Hudson. He came in on the break. And now over it goes to Dixon. Dixon to Maverick Binder. He'll move out to the top. Now down the lane he goes. And the finger roll up on the right side. A little scoop shot up and good. That's 5 for Maverick Binder. It's 9-2. Quickly the other way we go. Bredemeyer, front court for the Tigers. With the dribble, knocked away, stolen by Maverick Binder. 2-on-1, up the floor, all the way to the hole, couldn't get it. Rebound grabbed up by the Bulldog. Pump fake. Austin Levine got the Tigers in the air and gets the layup. It's 11-2 Auburn. Buttrick coming up the floor with the ball. Stops, goes across midcourt now. left side to Farmer, down the lane, Eichhoff, layup, no. Rebound to Dixon. Dixon had three on two, Maverick Binder up, layup, no. Rebound brought down, they pass it out of there to Levine, and he'll go back to Maverick Binder, into the paint, stops to the corner, Hudson for three, too strong, rebound, out of bounds, they say a touch last by Austin Levine of the Bulldogs. Auburn will bring in Nixon Liguori, a 6'3 freshman, and also back in Skylar Roybal for Auburn. Ball City brings in Elijah Hernandez into the game. St. Art boys lead Southern after one, 16-15 tonight out in Wymore. St. Art girls picked up a win. I don't have the score, but they won by 15, I'm told. Hernandez had the ball shoved away from him by Dixon. Tiger ball on the sideline. Hernandez inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Looking, lobbing it forward, nobody home. Taken away, stolen by Nixon Liguori. Off the floor on the right side. Hudson back to Maverick Binder. Around the horn they go to the left side to Dixon. Dixon dribbles to the paint. Lost the handle on it, chases it down, pushes the ball to Marcus Hudson. Hudson will give it back out top to Roybal. Into Hudson, down the lane, missed it. Rebound Hernandez. Hernandez will give the ball away, and now up the floor with it again is Buttrick. Hernandez dribbles, comes left, hands it to Strauss. Strauss, the only player with a foul in the ball game so far. Down to Eichhoff on the right corner. On the sideline, back to Hernandez, and now up to Farmer. Strauss fakes left, goes right, backs into the paint, double team, off to Buttrick, and the ball dribbled away, stolen by Maverick Binder. Throw it ahead, up the floor, and a layup at the other end by Marcus Hudson. Auburn sharing the wealth here. They've got five players with baskets so far. They lead 13-2. Timeout Fall City, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Minute 42 to go in quarter number one. Auburn 13, Fall City 2. Tiger basketball from the baseline, and they get it into Buttrick. Throws over the top to John Craig, who's back in. Back to Buttrick. Also, Bredemeyer back in for the Tigers now. Ball City against the man-to-man of Auburn. Brett Baltusbarger back in there for the Bulldogs now. And the ball off on a weave out top. Now Eichhoff with it. Left side, Farmer. Or no, that's Patrick with it, number three, I'm sorry. Bryson dribbles down. Guarded out there by Nixon Liguori, the freshman, Craig. Back to Budger, and the Tigers can't penetrate the defense here in this tough man-to-man by Auburn. Back over to the right side, Eichhoff of the basketball. Hangs on to it. Down to John Craig, the free throw line. Back and in. And they swipe at it, knock it loose. He goes to Eichhoff. His pass stolen away. Hudson all the way in. Layup over the front edge. Good. Hudson had 20, I believe, against Saving Heart last Tuesday when we were here. Speaking of Saving Heart, Saving Heart girls won tonight. 41-28 the final. St. Art with the win. They improved to 15-3 while Southern drops to 14-4 on the air. Tigers in the offensive end. We got a whistle. We got a foul here on Auburn's Maverick Binder. First foul of the ball game called on the Bulldogs. All right, here we go. Bring the ball in now to Farmer. He'll get it to Buttrick on the right baseline. And just reaching in, grabbing the ball. for Auburn is going to be, I think it was Binder. And it's a held ball to save the ball, see, with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Bring the ball in, Bredemeyer, and the Tigers turn it over. So they were on the line. What happened down there? Right on the baseline. So here we go. Auburn with the ball. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Maverick Binder up the floor. 6 on the clock. Keeps dribbling. Goes to the right side. Down in the corner. Hudson drives. Layup is good. Hudson goes to the hole. Finishes with 6 points in the quarter. The bucket is good. And after one, Auburn 17, Ball City 2. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go with second quarter action here at Auburn High School. 8-0, the Bulldogs, 17-2. Auburn with 8 minutes now up on the clock, ready to go in the second quarter. No free throws in that first quarter for either team. Just 2 fouls called so far. Take the ball, Baldwarger inside. He goes, and an underneath pass behind him, and an easy layup for Skyler Roybal puts Auburn up now 19-2. We come back the other way here, and a foul. Foul on Auburn on Dixon. Push. Brian Dixon is first foul, second team foul on the Bulldogs. So it will be Tigers inbound. It's Strauss, the trigger man, looking, and he goes long, and he can throw it right to Auburn, to Marcus Hudson. He goes underneath, and another layup, a little lob pass for Royal. He's got back-to-back hoops, and the Tigers are down to 19. To the right side, Farmer with it to Bredemeyer. 0-for-1 from beyond the arc is Bredemeyer. And now it's Strauss down the lane and a reach-in foul, a push, called on the Bulldogs. Auburn won the girls' game tonight, 51-35. Surprising margin there. Foul will go on Skyler Royal, his first, team foul number 3. Tigers inbound to Craig beyond the arc on the left sideline. Out to Buck against the man-to-man defense. Buck with it to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer down the left side, lost the handle on the basketball. Oh, they say Auburn touched that last. Okay. Guy in the striped shirt at a different angle on it than I do. Bolton's bar going over. Are you sure that was the right call? John Craig, the trigger for the baseline for Fall City. So he's got to move. And his inbound, tried to lob it, Ballsberger jumped up and knocked it back out of bounds. Nearly got himself a cheerleader there with that one. Craig will inbound it again. And again, Ballsberger gets a hand on it. It bounces in play. Buttrick picked it up in the corner. Bounce pass in to Craig, stole away. Ballsberger throws the ball ahead to a teammate and a layup with the right hand on the left side underneath by Roybal. He's got 6 in the quarter. Tigers are down at 21. All right, to the front now. With it, driving, Jackson Strauss, layup, no, Baltensburg with the rebound. Long throw up the floor, driving, shooting, and scoring again is Marcus Hudson. He has 8 quick ones, and Coach Hogue, frustrated, calls his 3rd timeout of this first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
.24 to go in quarter number 2. Auburn with the lead. It's going to be Falls City basketball. All right, ready to inbound it here will be the Tigers. Inbounding will be Strauss. Strauss looks. Everybody moving. Brings in Bredemeyer. Had it knocked loose. Good job defensively there by Marcus Hudson. So again, Strauss will inbound for the baseline. Into Buttrick. Right on the baseline. Get away from the double team. Comes up the right side to the front court. On the right, he'll give it to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer dribbling up, off now to Strauss. He gets cut off. Right side, Farmer. Bounce pass into Craig. John moving in against the double team. Up, and he got her to go with the right hand. John Craig with the bucket makes it 25-4. Auburn with the lead. Bounce pass to the high post to Dixon. He'll dribble at the free throw line. Looking to the corner, Ryan Binder, and instead he goes in the paint. Shot off no good by Roybal. Rebound out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. 5:43 to go, first half. Auburn leading. Bring it into Buttrick. Follow Regina DeVille on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. Click on the stage one. Tonight it's Sunny 101.3 for this one. Bredemeyer pass stolen and a layup at the other end. It's up, it's down, and a foul. The steal made by Roybal. Threw it ahead to Dixon, who puts it off the glass for 2 more, and he'll have a chance at a bonus here. Dixon's got 4. He'll be at the line. Tiger foul on Race Farmer, his first. Second foul of the ball game on Falls City. Buttrick will sit down. Back into the game comes Elijah Hernandez for the Tigers. Binder, excuse me, Dixon ready. Ryan Dixon, free throw up and good. 3-point play makes it 28-4. Lob in and it's tipped by Auburn. Saved in by Auburn by Roybal. Down to Ryan Binder, 3-pointer off the rim, went up, hit the supports, that strap above the basket they used to pull it up with, and Tigers get the ball out of bounds with 5:18 to go in the half. Bredemeyer up the floor on the left side to Hernandez. Left wing, over, cross court, gets the ball away there to Farmer. Farmer to Strauss. Strauss moves to the free throw line, hands to John Craig. John looking for help. Hernandez, oh, he was open. He didn't cut to the basket, though. He stopped once he got open. Strauss dribbles in traffic out to Hernandez. He cuts to the hole. Offensive foul. He dipped the shoulder. Second offensive foul on the Tigers. Hernandez picks up his first. And Auburn will bring back in Maverick Binder and Nixon Liguori, the freshman. Sitting down, Dixon and Ryan Binder. So now inbounding the ball will be the Bulldogs. to the front court on the right side, inside. Back out, three ball, corner pocket, up and down for Marcus Hudson. He's got 11 in the ball game. Hernandez in the front court. Taking it over to right side. Eichhoff back in the game for the Tigers. Kyle passes off. Knocked away in the pass. Stolen away. Maverick Binder all the way in. Stopped. Got his body between the ball and the defender and lays it off the glass for two more. He's got seven. And it's 33-4. Our coaches have the center kind of look helpless. I mean, the Tigers just outmanned. Here's another ball punched away. Maverick Binder ends up with it. He'll lay it up. He missed it. Follow shot by the guy that made the steal, Skyler Roybal. He's got his fourth hoop of the quarter. It's 35-4. Auburn. Coach Jim Weeks is going down the bench now, getting players ready to come in. With it, Bredemeyer pass wide of the mark. Maverick Binder runs it down. Cross court. Layup. Good. For Hudson, he's got 13. And it's 37-4, the 334 mark of the quarter. Bredemeyer to the front, driving over. Auburn winning the quickness battle, certainly in this one, and the speed battle. Hernandez dribbles in, gives it off to Eichhoff. Eichhoff with it, traps it, and a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs here. In the scores table opposite of where we are sitting, so we'll wait posted on the board. Into the game now comes Carson Leslie, a 6'7 junior for the Bulldogs. Also into the game is Austin Levine again, a 6'4 junior. Peyton Bowden is a 6-foot sophomore. Foul was called on Hudson, his first, team foul number 4. Strauss out top, free throw into the paint, up 10-footer, no good, rebound Maverick Binder. Heads up the floor with the dribble, over to the right side to Peyton Bowden. They play catch with it, back now to Maverick Binder. Reese Farmer at 5'11", trying to guard the 6'7", Leslie. Now Binder out front, thought about it, did Leslie all the way out beyond the arc at the top. Gives the ball underneath to Austin Levine. Levine backing in, spins in. Strauss knocked it loose, but he had his foot on the inline with 2:37 to go in the half. Auburn ball baseline. Maverick Binder will inbound it. Bounce pass into Leslie. Didn't get a clean catch. They'll take it around the outer perimeter to left side. Now with the basketball. Set shot for three off the mark by Liguori. Rebound by Buttrick. His pass is tipped out of bounds at midcourt. Tiger ball in front of the scorer table here. Eichhoff inbound for Fall City. It must seem in this second quarter like Auburn's got about seven defenders out there on the floor of the Tigers. They're just all over. Eichhoff with it in the corner to Buttrick. Buttrick. Go out and try to steal it there. Nixon Liguori. And now with it, Bredemeyer moving from the left to the right, backs up beyond the arc. Can't get an opening for a shot, needs help. Buttrick comes out, gets the ball. Bryson dribbles to the corner, trapped in the corner, bounce pass. Stolen away for a moment by Peyton Bowden, but he ends up, or the ball does, out of bounds. 37-4 Auburn, with 51 to go in the half. Inbound, it's Buttrick, reverse layup, the assist to Strauss from out of bounds. Buttrick with his first shoot of the night makes it 37-6. 31-point Auburn lead here. Up the floor on the left side with it, Nixon Liguori. Out top with it, Austin Levine, right side, driving, Liguori. Over it goes to Bowden, and now he'll hand the ball down in the corner on the left side to Levine. Now we work from the left to the right. Maverick Binder down, dishes the ball off underneath in the paint. Double team down there is Levine. Ball is loose. It's out of bounds. It'll go off the Bulldogs. The Tigers get it back with 1:10 to go in the half. Auburn brings Burke Moody in, a 6'2 freshman. That's 10 players in the ballgame for Auburn. They got five more suited up. Bredemeyer with it. left side elbow. A round defender goes in. Oh, he got cut off. That's up, fires the 12, no good. Now the ball coming forward. Maverick Finders off the left side and moving into the paint. With the ball pushed out of there is Moody. Back out to Binder. Moving up, guarded by Bredemeyer. Around him and a quick pass underneath to Leslie. Underhanded, and Leslie lays it up and in. 39-6. Patrick around the back to the front, down the lane, off his leg. And a held ball will stay with Ball City. 25 seconds to go. Bulldogs bring in Stetson Nyman, a 6'1 senior. Diamond enters the game. Here comes Nolan Gardner, a 6'2 freshman off Bulldog bench. Out goes Moody. And the inbound is stolen by Leslie. He elevates, throws it back, stolen by Strauss. Over to Patrick, who puts it in. 39-8. 12 seconds to go in the half. With the basketball, Nixon LaGuardia, the freshman. Dribbling right side, six into the paint. Spin, shot block, and it comes down in the hands of Nixon LaGuardia. He puts it up and in, and that will end your first half. Auburn 41, Ball City 8. 41-8, Auburn with the win. With a lead at halftime, excuse me. We'll be back and give you the first half score and after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we're back here with Auburn, where our halftime score is 41-8. Auburn with the lead over the Tigers here. First half score for the Tigers. They're led by Bryson Webber with four. Two for Jackson Strauss and two for John Craig. Tigers up at the free throw line in the ballgame. For Auburn in the first half, scoring, led by Marcus Hudson off the bench. He had 13 points in the first half. 8 for Skylar Roybal. 7 for Maverick Binder. 5 points for Ryan Dixon. Then it's Brett Baldensberger, Carson Leslie, and Austin Levine, while Nixon LaGuardia, 2 apiece in the first half. Auburn at the free throw line in the first half, 1 for 1. So there have not been, there have been 1 free throw taken by the two teams in the first half. 41-8, Auburn with the lead. Earlier tonight, the Auburn girls beat Falls City 51-35. Say our girls won tonight 41-28 over the Southern Raiders tonight. And also tonight, in girls basketball, it was Fall City's Saving Heart with a win tonight, 41-28 there. And in the boys' game, Saving Heart was leading in that one at last check, 33-27 in the first half. We'll take a two-minute timeout, check the weather then here for more of our sponsors. Back here in just a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oil, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that you expect the best care for you and your loved ones. That's why we offer a team of highly trained professionals that specialize in a variety of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services. From annual checkups to visits that you weren't planning, at Nemaha County Hospital, we're proud to provide you with quality care every time. To learn more about our services we offer at Nemaha County Hospital and to view our specialty clinic calendar, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 6 above. Winds out of the north at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Thursday. Decreasing clouds by Friday. Highs in the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Auburn leading Fall City in a boys game, 41-8 here tonight at Auburn High School. Auburn looking for their 14th win of the year here tonight. And for Auburn, way on the wet leg, enjoy a little bit. Over him, so may as well listen to him. Auburn High School pep band. Excellent. Excellent. One of the best parts of high school basketball. Listen to the band just play before the game and halftime stuff. Especially a good band like this one. And boy, there is a bunch of kids in this pep band. Good to see. All right, it will be Auburn ball, start quarter number three. They lead the game 41-8 here. Starting five in there for the Bulldogs. Starting five in there for the Tigers. Bring it into Maverick Binder. Off the board to Ballenberger. Take it over right side now to Dixon. With the dribble into the paint. Goes in and he walks, not very far. Rebound. We get a foul on the rebound on Auburn here off the missed shot. Auburn foul, I believe, on Roybal. It is. Skyler Roybal picks up his second foul of the ball game. But now here we come back. Tiger ball. Buttrick with it. Farmer over to Strauss. Fakes, drives the paint. Off to Craig. Back out to Buttrick between the circles. Stands actually in the midcourt circle with 1 foot. Moving right. Ooh, slipped. Kept the dribble alive. Guarded by Ballenberger. Well, that's a big disadvantage for the Tigers there. Ballenberger 6'4". And now off the left side to Farmer. Farmer hold. Drives through the paint to the lane. Now it goes to Jackson Strauss. He got in there. The defender stayed with him and traveling his call before the ball was taken away from him, as it turned out. And here comes Auburn to the front court, leading 1 minute into the third quarter, 41-8. Maverick Binder with it, looking. She saws the ball from one hand to the other. Now over to Dixon. Moves along the baseline from the left to the right and lays it up off the glass. He's got 7. 6:40 to go, and now it's Bredemeyer up the floor for the Tigers. Off the right side, into Craig, taking away Baltusberger. His outlet stolen by the Tigers. And now over to Bredemeyer for 3. Way up the ladder, no. Missed it long, and a run-out layup at the other end. And missing it was Maverick Binder. The ball kept alive. Buttrick ends up with it, and Baltusberger runs into him like a mad truck and knocks him down. Brett didn't do anything malicious. He just ran into him. Brett's a big young man, 6'4". Was a heck of a football player. He got hurt early in his career and has been spent a lot of time rehabbing over the years. Inside to Craig, knocked away by Roybal, and a foul on Roybal. That'll be his third, second one of the half, and that's 3 fouls on Auburn here in the third quarter already. They only had 4 in the first half tonight. 6:07 to go in the third. Ball comes up, and Roybal steals the inbound from Farmer ahead. It will be Ryan Binder running it out, laying it up good. His first 2 points of the night, 45-8. Buttrick up the floor. Tell you what, Auburn is sneaking up on their running clock here. They get a 40-point lead in the second half. Clock will run the rest of the game without stopping. Other than timeouts. Craig with it, cross court now to Farmer. Buttrick has it, right elbow, way out on the sideline. past the middle, stolen away. Rabel on the run the other way, and Tiger let him go. Rabel lays it up and in. He's got 10, 47-8 with 5:22 to go in the third. But now Farmer with it, down in the corner to Bredemeyer. Dribbles, comes across the floor to Futrick. Down the lane he goes. And a reach in. We have a foul or a held ball. We've got a foul called. We had both. The foul occurred first. The foul will be on Ryan Dixon. His second, team foul number four. Craig out of the ball game for the Tigers. In comes Kyle Eichhoff for Ball City. Strauss will inbound for the baseline. He's looking into Eichhoff. Turn around in the lane. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Ryan Binder. Binder down the floor, lobs it over with it. Marcus Hudson to Roybal, inside for Baumgartner. Oh, that was too far. We got a foul. A holding foul on the Tigers, call on Eichhoff. That's why he didn't get to it. Okay. Now Eichhoff with his first foul of the ball game, first foul of the half on the Tigers. Auburn will bring into the game now. Let's see, where's he at? This Roybal came back in there. 4:53 to go, third quarter. Ryan Binder elevates, 10-footer, no. Ball to Barker, the rebound up and good. And his second hoop of the night makes it 49-8 with 4:38 to go. And now down the floor, the ball goes out of bounds. They stop the clock. Now they start the clock, and okay. Weren't supposed to stop, but they did. Official score, Dave Rohrer, says clock needs to run. So here we go to the front court. This game is going to go quickly now. Auburn with it, down in the corner with it. Ryan Binder inside. Balthasarger up. Backs into play. Plays it up and good. He's got six. Timeout. Auburn at the 4:01 mark, 4:07 mark of the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Streit. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Streit and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Streit specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
And we continue here in Auburn with a minute to go, a minute five to go in the third quarter. 55-14 Auburn. Here's a shot from the left corner. Three-pointer is up and no good. Following the missed shot, up no good by Stetson Nyman. Rebound brought down by Hernandez of the Tigers. Leslie's in there along with Nyman for the Bulldogs. Also in the ball game, Marcus Hudson. Here's a drive by Hernandez and a 6-7 Leslie elevates and pushes that ball out of bounds at the 42nd mark. Again, running clock here with a 40-plus point lead. Auburn at 55-14 at the moment. And once that starts, the Nebraska rules, that won't stop. So bringing in now to Jackson Strauss. He's got three hoops here in the third quarter, 8 points for the game. Strauss back and in. Finger roll up. Leslie said, get that out of here. Out of bounds again. 14 seconds on the clock. The Tigers' Eichhoff will inbound the ball here with, he gets it with 9 seconds. And bring it in. Strauss lost the handle on the basketball. Off the floor, pushing it, and they won't get a shot off before the buzzer. After three, Auburn 55, Falls City 14. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter. Tiger basketball down 55-14 to the Auburn Bulldogs. And Falls City has Bredemeyer with the basketball here way out on the sideline. Gives it up now for Jackson Strauss. Drives down the lane. And a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs here. That's going to be 1-1 for the Tigers. Foul on Nixon Liguori. And Tigers are going to shoot their first free throw of the night. Their first attempt, it's up, it's good. Strauss now has 9. 55-15, and again, the clock will continue to run with the, once it got to a 40-point lead, it's just going to keep on going here. Free throw good. Strauss now with 10 points for the Tigers, 10 of the 16. 4 for Bryson Buttrick. And now with the basketball, pulling up for 3 on the rim, no good by Nixon Liguori. Rebound to Strauss, he'll give it to Buttrick. Buttrick coming up the floor, gives the ball up now for Strauss. Kraus curling off the right side to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, 0 for 2 behind the arc tonight. He made 5 triples on Saturday up at Johnson County. Unable to get open tonight. The Auburn defense, a lob in, a catch, and a bucket for John Craig. His second hoop of the night makes it 55-18. To the front court with the basketball. Liguori, the freshman, left, floating to the right. Gets the ball out top and a set shot for 3. Too strong. Butrick, the rebound off the miss by Austin Levine. And to the front to Farmer. Back out Bredemeyer from long range. 3 ball. Got it. Bredemeyer with his first points of the ball game, coming at the 6:07 mark. It's now 55-21. In traffic up front, Nixon Liguori, guarded by Craig, goes around, elevates up, no rebound. Out of bounds, they say Tiger basketball. Fall City will retain possession, or excuse me, Fall City will get possession of it here. But as we said, the clock continues to run. St. Hart is leading out at Southern 41-36 in that boys game tonight in the second half. Now a bounce pass in. Center for Craig, knocked away, stolen. Running up the floor with a basketball, Stetson Nyman. He'll pass it off. He'll get it back. He'll go to the paint and drive in and score it. Very popular among the student section here with Nyman to bucket. 57-21. Bredemeyer at the other end with it out on the left sideline. Hands the ball off to Jackson Strauss, and a holding foul going to be called on Lance Binder, who checked into the ballgame, a 5'9 freshman. Team foul number 8 will put Strauss at the line for another 1-1, but the clock will continue to run. Strauss free throw on the rim, 2 hops, no good. Rebound is gobbled up by the Bulldogs. Picking that rebound up. Let's see, turn around here. That was Burke Moody who got the rebound. Now Binder with it. That is Lance Binder. Dribbles in, goes to the right side. Now with it, Nixon Liguori dribbles. Tigers with their starting 5 in the ballgame still. Up off the glass, no. Rebound to John Craig. Off to Buttrick, halfway through the fourth quarter. And Coach Hogue now has everybody else up off the bench. And a 3-pointer by Bredemeyer. He makes back-to-back triples now. 57-24. Auburn not playing the same defense intensity they were earlier. Up the floor with the basketball. Liguori lost his balance. And now taken away by Farmer. He'll get it away. Now Buttrick has it. Buttrick over to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer moving left, down the left side, fires it up off the glass, no good. Rebound sets in Nyman. Nyman ahead, up the floor, and a big hero step, no good by Peyton Bowden. Rebound to the Tigers, Farmer ahead, Strauss. His shot rejected by the Bulldogs, Liguori. And up the floor, we've got a whistle and a foul on Fall City. Foul on Bryson Buttrick. Will be his first of the ball game and his last. The Tigers bringing in a whole bunch of players. Caden Duncan checks in, a 5'10 sophomore. We can catch these. Joe Vertisk is in, a 5'11 junior. Alex McKim, a 5'10 sophomore. I believe he's in there somewhere. Maybe not. 31, Josh Brown, a 6-foot sophomore in there. Shot up, no good from out top by Binder. Rebound grabbed by Josh Brown. But out of the front court, Vertiska. Vertiska with Eichhoff back in for the Tigers. So on the right side, Brown with it underneath. Inside out to Vertiska from Dunkus. Back to the top, Brown with it on the right side. Now to Elijah Hernandez. He puts his head down, spins, lost it, got it back over the front, up and good. Elijah Hernandez with his first 2 of the night. 2:20 to go. To the front court with the basketball come the Auburn Bulldogs. Work the ball around the perimeter. Inside, taken away by Nyman by Hernandez. And the ball swirls away out of bounds from everybody. And the Bulldogs will bring in now, players I don't have in my roster here, one of them at least, in for the Bulldogs. see none of that roster either, or that one. Okay, I don't know who that is. Trace Thomas is in, a 6'1 sophomore. And now we've got a drive to the hoop, a whistle, and a foul. Tiger foul with a minute 34. It's going to go on Bertiski. Joe picks up his first. Now Binder with the ball. That's Trey. He comes over to our unknown player for Auburn. And a drive to the basket, layup over the front, good, and a foul as Nolan Gardner puts it up and in. And Gardner will go to the line to try to make it a three-point play as a foul is called against the Tigers' Kyle Eichhoff. Team foul number four on Fall City. Burke Moody back in for the Bulldogs. So taking his time, Gardner fires it up, hits it. Under a minute left to go in this one. To the front court now on the right side with the ball. It goes to Josh Brown. Inside to Eichhoff. Back to Brown. Wide opener. No, couldn't get it to go. Rebound grabbed up by Keaton Dunkus. Fights his way out of the paint. Hernandez. Hernandez spins in. Back out. Bertiska for three on the rim. No. Rebound. Hernandez keeping it alive. And elevates it. No. And a foul with 23 seconds to go. That is going to wrap up our ball game with the Tigers at the free throw line as time is going to expire here. Foul is on Moody. His second. Hernandez free throw is good. Giving him 3 points. One more coming. It's on the way up. And got it. Your final score. Auburn 60. Ball City 28. 60-28. Auburn with the win, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score, boys, game tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs pick up their 14th win of the year. They're 14-2. They beat Ball City 60-28. We had a running clock from the 4:42 mark of the third quarter with a 40-point lead. Leading the scoring for Auburn tonight was Marcus Hudson off the bench with 13. Skyler Roybal had 10. After that, Brian Dixon was 7. Maverick Binder was 7. 6 for Brett Baldensberger tonight. Carson Leslie had 4. Austin Levine with 2. Mixon Maduri with 4. 2 for Scott Seth Nyman. 2 for Ryan Binder. And 3 for Nolan Gardner tonight. Bulldogs 2-for-2 at the free throw line. For Auburn, for Fall City in the game tonight, they're led by Jackson Strauss. He had 10 points in the ballgame, 8 of those in the second half. Carson Bredemeyer made a couple of triples late in the fourth quarter to give him 6 in the ballgame. Then 40 for Elijah Hernandez, John Craig, and Bryson Vetrick with a Tiger total of 28. Tigers, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. In the girls' game, Auburn picked up the win, 51-35 over Fall City. Nice improved to 10-7 on the year. Fall City now 11-6. That loss snaps their five-game winning streak. Auburn led by Melanie Billings with 14 points, 11 for Olivia Swanson, 10 for Sydney Binder. Chase Colby had 14 to lead Fall City in tonight's game. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. Tigers will be back in action coming up on Thursday at Bridge State College, taking on Weeping Water in that ball game. So that's on PTSC on Thursday evening. On Sunday 101.3, third night, we'll be calling the Guns and Brock Eagles. They come to Fall City to take on Sacred Heart and Pioneer Conference game at the Real Activity Center. That'll be around 6 o'clock for a tip time on Thursday night on Sunday, a girl-boy doubleheader. Well, that's going to wrap it up from Auburn tonight. I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody.